All right, listeners, we are starting today's episode with some incredibly sad news, which is Bits is out of town this week. This episode of Second Helping was pre-recorded, but this upcoming week on Thursday for episode 3 of Top Chef, Bits will not be joining me on the pod. But Bits, who's here currently, would you like to share who will be replacing you as my co-host on this week's episode of Compliments to the Chef?
Yes, Nancy. I would leave it in no other hands than the most capable hands. We are going to be having Top Chef finalist season 21, Savannah Miller, co-host this week's episode for coverage of episode 3 with Nancy. I'm so jealous that I'm not going to be here, but I know that like me not being here is the whole reason this is happening. So you guys are going to have so much fun. I'm excited to like hear Savannah's takes on
the
episode. It's going to be crazy, dude, because it's you're going to try to be judgmental and she's probably going to be like, no, you got to chill.
I know.
Like, it's actually
Yeah, she's going to be like, you don't understand how hard it is to cook something in 15 minutes. I'm going to be like, I could have done that. She's going to be like, I promise you, you couldn't have.
Oh my God. No, you're going to have so much fun. Anyways, I can't wait to listen as a fan this week. So
I'm kind of scared to do it without you.
I know. I think you'll be okay. I think you're going to bring it. You're going to give it your all. And it's going to be so much fun. Oh my God. You're going to have a blast.
Thank you for your blessing. I look forward to it. Listeners, please tune in this week for our recap with Savannah Miller. And without further ado, here's Second Helping for episode 2. Welcome back to Compliments to the Chef. I'm your host, Nancy.
And I'm your host, Bits.
And on this week's Second Helping, we've got a lot to chat about. We have Last Chance Kitchen, and we also have the first episodes of Dish with Kish, which we forgot to talk about Brooke Williams since last week. It was such a treat with a little cameo from Michael Voltaggio at the end. But Bits, let's talk Last Chance Kitchen week 2. What are your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Cool challenge. I love Canadian bacon. If it's an option at a diner, I will always get Canadian bacon as the side breakfast meat. So I was excited to see it, Nancy. I was excited that it made its way to the plate this episode.
I've literally never had Canadian bacon once in my life. I had an old roommate who really liked Canadian bacon.
I like breakfast ham. I don't know. I just – that's – you know how you had like a thing as a kid? You know, oh, yeah. There's Nancy. She loves eating this. My thing was I loved eating ham and pork chops, and it was like relatives would be impressed, like, wow, look at how much ham she can eat. So, anyways, it just reminded me of that. I haven't thought of that in so long. But yeah, so I have a special affinity for breakfast ham.
Oh my God. Okay, well then why don't we chit chat? We have Mimi, we have Sam, and then we have the newest addition to the Top Chef Last Chance Kitchen, which is Bailey. So why don't you talk about how each of them approached this challenge?
Yes. So I thought – so Mimi did a bit of a schnitzel, a play on schnitzel, which I thought was super smart. We had Bailey approach it as Italian-inspired. She grilled that up. And then Sam – I actually really liked the sandwich approach. So he went sandwich route. That would have been, in looking kind of at the plates, that would have been the one that appeared kind of the most appetizing to me. What about you? Where was your head at?
Yeah, his looked really good. As someone who maybe is not super familiar with Canadian bacon, I think either the fried version or the sandwich version were the most appealing to me. Right. But I will say that Bailey's agrodolce really did sound tasty.
Sounded amazing. Hers looked beautiful too.
Yeah, honestly, I think I'd eat all of these dishes. Yes. And you could tell that Tom was really impressed by all of these dishes. Wait, there was a really funny moment where Ying, who's on the sidelines and sort of like the cheerleader now, was like, make sure to put everything on the plate, unlike me. Like, because she, in the first episode, missed 2 of 3 ingredients, which was kind of insane.
I I kind of think we're going to enjoy seeing her in the peanut gallery throughout yes. Last Chance Kitchen. She's a good energy.
Yes.
And honestly, I was surprised, even though I'm a self-protested fan of ham and Canadian bacon, I have never had it that thick. So seeing it literally with the thickness of like a cut of pork, I was surprised actually that Mimi went thick with hers versus doing more of a
really
super
thin
schnitzel. Yeah, but unfortunately her breading was a little wasn't breaded enough, but hers also looked delicious. They all looked really
good.
A
schnitzel. I love a fresh salad on top of a milanese.
Yeah.
It's just delicious. Oh, yeah.
It's good and it's – I think just – if I could just expound on ham again. It's just a – it's so salty and juicy that it's kind of fun to play with because you know you at least had that flavor that's going to punch through and you get to go do interesting things like, okay, we're going to have a fresh salad on the side or we're going to do a sweet and sour. There's just a lot of interesting flavors to pair while still making that bacon the star.
Yeah, I think I am the complete opposite of you on the ham front. Like I was not raised kosher. There were pork products in my home. I love a pork dumpling. My dad makes really good like pork cutlets with a reduced wine and Dijon sauce.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Yum, yum, yum. But sandwich ham, like all of the sort of processed hams have truly never appealed to me and or turned my tummy. Like,
yeah.
Sandwich ham, no thank you. Slab bacon, like big cuts of that really like what's the flavor? It's like that hammy flavor. It's always just not done it for me. So I think that these dishes are as close to enjoying ham as I would get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's funny you say ham like deli meat. So when I grew up, my dad used to make me ham and cheese sandwiches every day for lunch. And I got so sick of them that when Lent came around, like the whole thing with Lent is you're supposed to give something up. I told him that I was giving up ham or ham sandwiches so that he couldn't make them for me for lunch anymore. I wonder if he like kind of knew what was up.
That's
with that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I know. It's a good tactic, but I think it's pretty obvious to parents when you try to pull that, you know, like I'm going to give up this thing I don't like that you make. But
I'm
going to
give up your beef stroganoff, mom.
Just because I love it so much. That would be tough.
Can't help myself.
Not when there's stroganoff around.
You Jesus can't trust me around a pot of stroganoff. You cannot trust me.
I love that it's like, I will show the love and dedication to Jesus by giving this up. I will not have beef stroganoff in his name. Okay. Clearly there's like not a ton to cover here.
Well, no, that we do have two episodes of dinner. Oh, so for those listening at home, Mimi, unfortunately, is the dish that gets eliminated this week on Last Chance Kitchen. It seemed really close. I'm going to be honest. Like, this felt like a
tough
choice.
It did seem super close, yeah.
So I think she can go out with her head held high on this dish.
Yeah, when it comes down to, like, the breading, you know it's close.
Exactly, yeah. But, okay, so Dish with Kish is really fun this season. Pretty much, we've got, like, Kristen's really come into her own as the host of this show. At one point, she's even like, it's my show. But so Epi 1, which we didn't cover last week, we have Brooke Williamson on, which is so sweet because they're like reminiscing about their time on the show together. And they cover a lot of the finale. They talk like a little bit about the finale, which you and I just spoke about on the pod bits.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's fun.
It's awesome.
Wait, so what were some of the highlights? I'm like so curious.
I mean, they're just like they're watching clips of themselves and they're like, oh, my God, we were babies. And then they just like – talk about how they really like bonded early on and just it's really nice to see that friendship. And also what's great about Dish with Kish, which I am sure you agree with, is like it's like another flavor of All Stars where it brings together all of our favorite players in this universe and they're just hanging out and you feel like, It's such a warm hug to have them back on your screen.
Can we just watch them work? Like, they're in their yes. element, but there's we're removing the sort of stress factor and the time factor, and it's just a very fun hangout. Also, yeah. the space, it's like a Nancy Meyers kitchen. Like, you want to be in that kitchen, you know?
I know. I know. But, okay, the best part about the beginning of episode 2 of Dish with Kish is the cameo from friend of the pod, favorite guest of all time, Charlotte Rose Coleman.
Yay. Wow. She was on? Oh, my
she's
God.
Just
okay.
Chilling there on set. And she's like, she makes a really funny face at something Kristen says. I think Kristen makes like a kind of dirty joke. And Charlotte's like, oh my God. And so just sweet to see her there. But bits on this week's episode of Dish with Kish, we get our favorite Paducah girly, Sarah Bradley. Oh my God. She is so fun to watch. I am upset. We need to go to next year in Paducah.
I know.
We got to 2020.
Dude, honestly, let's go this year. Let's go.
Okay, Paducah 2025.
Yeah. It has a better ring than Paducah 2026.
Amen. And who knows what'll happen in 2026? We got to go. We got to strike while the iron's hot.
It may not be there next year.
It may not. But yeah, so we've got Sarah Bradley, and she makes her version of poutine. But they're like the way that Kristen jumped the chefs in the parking lot, Kristen like gives three twists. The first twist is Sarah's not allowed to use French fries. She has to use a substitute for French fries. The second is she has to make it spicy. And then the third twist is Kristen picks an ingredient for her. So Sarah ends up making like a French toast poutine with a Mornay sauce, a spicy maple syrup, and then Kristen drizzles, crumbles barbecue potato chips on top.
Wow.
And it looks delicious.
It's probably insane.
I mean, it looked like a heart attack. Oh, and there's also slab bacon. I forgot to add that.
Slab bacon.
Heart attack on a plate, but it really looks tasty. And it just made me wish for Sarah back on my screen.
Maybe come back. It is nice to see them in this. It's nice that we have this outlet to be able to see these people.
Completely agree. And it's just like, it's giving the people what they want. And it's so nice. I cannot wait to continue to watch Dish with Kish this season. And Last Chance Kish, which makes me wonder, what do you think Gail's like little sideshow would be?
I would like to see Gail in a foreign country, like a la, what's his name? That fancy little man with his little glasses, Stanley Tucci.
Fancy little man with his little glasses, Stanley Tucci.
That's incredible. It all sounds right, though, you know? Well, I guess what we are seeing her in a foreign country. Well, is Canada foreign? I don't know.
It's her hometown, so I don't know that it's a foreign country to her. I think we are regularly seeing her in a foreign country when she's in the United States. But anyway, okay, so that's everything for our second helping this week.